As cars drive down Crenshaw Boulevard, they pass the barely broken ground of the future Leimert Park Metro Station. It will be part of the new Crenshaw LAX line planned to hit the city next year. The new light rail line extension in South LA promises to provide thousands of middle-class jobs thanks to a new initiative that requires contractors to fill 40% of them from areas of high unemployment, especially in South LA. But a few community groups don't believe Black construction workers will see any of these promised jobs.
The whole thing is a joke.
That's Drexel Johnson Muhammad, the founder of LA's Young Black Contractors Association.
They didn't come close to reaching their goals on LA Phase 1.
African Americans only count for about 5% of construction workers in LA and are dramatically underrepresented in many large government-funded construction projects.
The biggest point of contention that we can do to help the community is control the contracts. See, all too often, local blacks are last hired and first fired. So if we're in from the start with the contract, from a subcontracting opportunity, then we can hold our people on the jobs longer than as per usual.
Metro says it's working with community groups to hire local workers. And Nolan Rollins, president of the Los Angeles Urban League, says Metro has already contracted with his organization to help fill slots reserved for lower-income workers. Johnson Muhammad, however, doesn't believe this will make a difference.
The people that are running the work, the same old companies keep getting the same old work, and they say they have 90% local hire. Those numbers are misleading, and the number for local contractors that are black are less than 1%.
Johnson Muhammad, however, doesn't believe this will make a difference. He says the only way black construction workers will get these jobs is if black contractors are the ones hiring them. Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.
Sounds good.
Okay.